Jim, is this really you?
It's really me, Frank, live from Innsbruck, Austria on the Orient Express. How are you?
You pig fucker. I can't. How are you? Oh, I miss you so much, but I hate you for being on the Orient Express. And Dory
with
is not
Mitzi
pleased.
Gaynor.
With Mitzi Gaynor. Dory is not pleased with you either. How's the trip?
Oh, my God. This trip has been one sumptuous experience after another. I'm going to make you even more jealous when I get home, Frank. But this tops it all. This train is incredible. I mean,
be careful.
He's topping everyone on the Orient Express. Now, stop that. At least put a rubber on it if you're doing it. Jim.
Oh, you know what? You know what's so funny, Frank? I thought of you. Everybody on the trip but me had his own room, and the only reason I had to double up is just because we had more people in our party than we thought. And they put me in with this really hunky, straight photographer. And he said to me really cluelessly as we were looking at the bunks, he said, "So, are you a top or a bottom?" And I looked at him and said, clueless, Jim.
Yeah, he's right, flirting with you.
Me that, and I love that you don't have a preference. And now all of a sudden I have my own room. I think I scared him.
So you have your own room. In other words, I could be there is what you're saying. The reason they're doubling up on rooms for you is because they didn't want me there. That's why.
We're breaking up.
Jim, you know to be careful of all the passengers on the Orient Express, right?
Oh, I know.
Every last one of them.
Jacques.
How's the food?
Oh my God, we had an amazing lunch, which we had already stuffed ourselves in the bar with appetizers, but then we had this amazing lunch. It started out with this mushroom ravioli and a pumpkin sauce, and then we had monkfish and a poached pear with filled with chocolate. It's just, I have eaten, so Frank, I am now 10 pounds heavier than I was when I said I'm fat, I have to lose weight for the trip.
Well, good for you. You'll come back, we'll be fat together. If you're coming back, you are coming back, right?
Oh, I don't know. If they'll let me ride this train for a while, I think I'm just going to stay here.
How long have you been on the Orient Express, Must-Hear TV guy Jim Colucci?
The train left at 11 this morning and is now it's now 5:30, so what's that, 6.5 hours. And we started out in Venice, and we went through the town of Verona, where someone I went to high school with lives. So she came on the train with her 3-year-old son, and he put on the captain's hat, and we took pictures. It was really cute. And we're here, stopped in Innsbruck for a while, and I'm staring at the window at the person I'm really on this trip with, not Mitzi Gaynor, because she canceled on me at the last minute.
What? I have to tell you.
Yeah, she got a better offer. She could hang out in Caracas with Perez Hilton, so she decided to do that. It was a random offer she got, but she dumped me the last minute. So instead, I'm on this trip because we're taking photos for Watch Magazine for our July issue with Neil Patrick Harris and his boyfriend. Neil is just outside the window right now, actually.
You're with Doogie Howser in Innsbruck, Austria?
I'm here with Barney in Innsbruck, Austria, and eat your heart out.
Has a big gay ski festival there every year in Innsbruck.
They do, and I had been here once before about 20 years ago and went whitewater rafting. It's a wonderful town. You know, we don't get a chance to get off the train, really, in Verona or Innsbruck, so it's a little tantalizing, but who wants to get off the train? Hello. Oh, wait, we have a guest here.
Hello, Jim. I cannot be certain, but I think there is going to be a murder on this train.
That is a little ominous.
I think that was Neil Patrick Harris, wasn't it?
I think it was. Yes, it was. We've been joking every time the train goes into a tunnel that, you know, the lights are going to flicker and they'll come back on in 30 seconds and someone will have a dagger in his back. And I'm hoping they're not planning on me being the one with the dagger. They've kind of been laughing a lot and pointing. I hope it
doesn't happen. Will you tell Neil Patrick Harris that not only do we love him, but we're real proud of him, too?
You tell him will.
And we're jealous that he's with you, Jim.
And we're jealous that he's with you. And so there's just an embarrassment of riches for that handsome young man. So,
yes, it is. But let me tell you, I'm going to show you the pictures. You know what, Frank? I'll put them on Facebook when I get to Paris.
Oh, good.
And I'll put up the pictures of the Orient Express. It's just, you can't believe it.
So, well, all right. I did go to the Grey Gardens premiere, so nanny, 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 okay?
This may be the most glamorous phone call we've received on the Frank DeCaro show.
I think it is. But, Frank, I am jealous about Grey Gardens. I'm jealous I missed that. But you know what? Smell me. I'm here. You're there.
Yeah, it's true. It's one thing to be at the Hotel Pierre in the bathroom smelling Fruity Pebbles, and it's another to be on the Orient Express with Barney. What's Barney's last name again?
Stinson.
Stinson, thank you. Dinosaur. With Neil Patrick Harris. No, I just want to remember that you're there. I couldn't remember Barney. I couldn't remember his last name. But we love him and we watch him every week. But Neil Patrick Harris, we love a lot. So you're there with him. So smell
with
you.
With him and his boyfriend, David Burtka. They're a wonderful couple. They've been really so much fun on this entire trip. We've started in Rome and stayed at a wonderful hotel. And then we went up to Venice and stayed in, oh my God, the Hotel Cipriani on the island of Giudecca, this amazing villa with gorgeous gardens that, you know, you get there via their own private boat. It's just, how are you going to keep me down on the farm, Frank? Well, how am I going to live in our filthy apartment when I get home?
I know. Well, it's a little Slumdog Millionaire, but it's cute. So
and
did
Frank
you,
tried to gas Herman this morning.
I did.
Be thankful you're not there.
I feel bad for that poor dog. I'm going to have to bring him extra treats.
Meanwhile, our
apartment is not Slumdog Millionaire. It's Slumdog minus the millionaire. Where are you getting the millionaire from?
There was a slash in there. Slumdog is when you're home, and millionaire is when you're on the Orient Express. That's what I meant.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's it.
So anyway, Herman was having an those aren't pillows moment, and I gassed him this morning. It was a good one. A real long, loud, long blast. It was good. It was very fun.
Poor dog.
Yeah, it's true. Do you miss the farts?
I do not miss the farts, Frank.
Okay, I just wondered. Anyway.
Frank, I have someone here with an earshot if you want to tell him what you said for the message for me to relay to Mr. Neil Patrick. Go ahead.
Neil.
Relay it, Frank.
Hi, Neil.
Hello there, Frank.
And Neil Patrick Harris, we not only adore you on television on How I Met Your Mother as Mr. Barney Stinson, but also here at OutQ, we're really proud of you because you handled a certain press matter a few years ago or whenever long it's been in the best way possible, and we adore you, and we're very proud of you, and you're one of our favorite out performers ever, and keep playing womanizers better than anybody. So we love you a lot.
Thank you, sir. What a nice thing to hear.
So anyway, but no, you really, not to get all mushy, but so a lot of other performers who could have stayed in the closet and did, and you didn't, and we love you for that, because you went from being not only a wonderful performer, but to somebody who maybe changed the world a little bit. So we love you a lot.
And I mean
that from the bottom of my heart. I really do. And we love you a lot. So anyway, and just make sure, be a little mean to Jim so that he comes back. Okay.
Well, we're all a little concerned that he might be the one who's poisoned with arsenic tonight.
I told you.
Okay. it could happen. But thank you for being here. Is it as fun as he's saying? Are you having a good time?
It's outrageously fun. I'm excited for dinner, and I even brought a monocle.
All right, and no one can wear it better. So anyway, I'll watch you on TiVo, and Jim can watch you have dinner. And it's doesn't seem fair necessarily, but I'm glad that that you're all getting along and having a nice time.
He speaks very highly of you, sir.
Yeah, he does. He likes me. It's deranged. Oh, you won't. I mean, you and I met once at a marriage equality benefit, but there's no reason to remember it. But it was way cute, adorable on screen, but even cuter in person.
I can't attest to that.
You've
already made him blush enough, though, with
he
all your other
is.
Stuff.
He is. No, but the other stuff, I mean, but now we're back to prurient yuckiness. So I just, you know, I just want to say, but no, he's very cute in person. So anyway.
You go back to talking about your dog and it's farting.
I'll go back to, and tell him we loved him in Assassins, too.
He's in Europe. Anyway, he doesn't want to be trapped on the phone with you, Frank.
I have to hang up now. All right, Jim, Dory's making me go, apparently.
Okay, goodbye, guys. I'll call you from Paris, Frank.
All right,
be glamorous. We love you,
Frank. I wonder what the